It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Ron Ananian.
The majority of scan tools in the marketplace today will do a complete vehicle scan. It'll access, think of an office with, 50 computers in it. If you had one central computer that could go out and talk to the other 49, it would pull all the other computers, talk to them, are they online, who's missing, who's not.
The Car Doctor.
The check engine light just went on, and when I pulled into a local auto parts store to test it, the code came up nothing detected or zero detected.
Right, because the local auto parts store is testing OBD2 only.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Well, another busy week at the shop, and here we are on radio again, and we get to talk to each other and talk about our problems and whatever they might be. And I'm looking forward to it. So let's get together this hour, 855-560-9900. Recovering from a little bit of a, I don't know if it's a sore throat or a tickle, but I'm doing good. I got through the first hour. Let's get through the second. Let's go over to Lenny in Jersey, 02 GMC Sierra. Lenny, you're on with the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
Chasing an electrical problem. It's a plow truck, but everything was working, pretty normally until the other day. When I go to hit the brakes, the indicators, turn signal indicators light up. And I get no brake lights. They're very dim. There is something there, but it's very dim. So obviously I traced all the grounds and checked, I looked through all the grounds I could find. I went even to the battery side and replaced the battery. And I'm just kind of...
Do the directionals...
I know someone that has a scan tool that could...
All right. Well, let's
my scan tool won't get in...
Yeah, let's try and do this simple, Lenny. Did the directionals work without the brake lights?
No.
So you have no directionals either?
Yes, they do work. If I have the key on,
if you're driving,
they will work.
Yeah, if you're driving down the road, your foot's not on the brake pedal, and you go to make a left turn and you turn on the left directional, they blink normal.
The rear ones just very faintly light up.
Okay. All right. Does the truck have cruise control?
Yeah.
All right. Does the cruise control work?
I never tried that.
All right.
I'm not sure.
I don't think this is your problem, but I just don't want to... I'm trying to do this simple without, too many tools. So the reason I ask about cruise control is because if you're driving down the road on cruise and you tap the brake pedal, does the cruise control disengage? If the cruise control shuts off, that tells me the switch is good, because the same switch for stop lamp also is input for cruise control, because obviously they figure that when you step on the brake light switch, you're asking for brake, they're going to turn cruise control off. So we can prove it without having to hook up a scan tool. Just want to establish how the system works. It sounds like you've got a backfeed somewhere. All right. Now this is a plow truck.
Yeah.
You know, how rusty and how rusty and crunchy and chunky is this? Especially the back of it.
It's as bad as you could. You know, it's fairly rusty. You know, the frame and all.
Okay. You know,
I mean, I did check all the grounds. I grinded them down and cleaned them.
All right. What if you take the bulbs out of the back? For the stop.
When I take the bulbs out, it seems to work.
It no longer backfeeds, right?
The indicators don't light up.
Okay.
And the front signals work.
All right. And what if we worked our way forward? Because somewhere they had a lot of problems with the wiring harnesses leading up to the tail lamp sockets as those trucks have aged. And somewhere there's going to be a gang connector, a main plug. All right.
Oh, yes. Behind the bumper, there's four plugs going into
right.
it.
What if we figure out which one is feeding the brake lights and disconnect it? Does our problem go away? And then, and then for that matter, right, do you have a test light?
Yeah.
Somehow I knew you would. All right. And why don't we find out, get a wiring diagram and have somebody step on the brake and then somebody use the directional and let's power the test light. If the test light works at that plug and the directional works at that plug, we know from there forward is good, right?
Right, right.
And then now, because you got to remember, as a mechanic, what's the number one job of a mechanic besides to fix the vehicle? You got to get to the middle of the problem as fast as you can, right?
Right.
If I can prove the front half is good, I know my problem is in the back somewhere. All right.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, where? Rather than just clean the grounds, how about we just take a, can we set up a long jumper wire, go back to the battery with it, and provide alternate ground back to the battery, follow the electrons, right? If we provide an alternate ground, maybe there's a rotted body ground somewhere, and it's seeking path through the light bulbs, and that's why we're getting the back feed that we're getting.
Okay.
But you know, let's look at splitting the circuit in half.
Yeah, yeah.
And would it change if I take the left tail light bulb or the left stop light bulb out? Because that should be is that going to be an 1157? That might be an 1157 bulb.
Yeah.
So it's a two filament.
Yeah.
If I take the left stop light bulb out, does the right side work normal, or vice versa? And at least that.
No, I did try switching them. Yes.
No, not switching them. Oh. Leaving one out.
Oh, leave one out. Yeah.
Leave one out because do I have a problem with one of the sockets, or do I have a problem with the socket and its wiring on that side? So this is a three-step process. I want you to find that connector, and you know, get a wiring diagram and go through, pin out the wires. All right. Here's the stoplight. Here's the directional. Boom, 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 boom. With a test light. These all work. Good. That's done. Then I want you to. Now we know the problem is somewhere in the harness going further back. I want you to. I don't know. Pick one. Take out the left side stoplight bulb. So the brake light's only working on the right side. Does the problem go away? If it doesn't, switch it. Put the left side bulb in. Take out the right. Does the problem go away? No. Then there's something in the harness that's common to both that's affecting both legs. And I would look very hard at all the grounds. Because they have to feed, if you think about it, they have to feed the directionals separate from the stoplight, right? You can't activate the same wire for the left side and not have the right go on. It's got to be different. It's got to be two different wires. You know, where's the circuit cross feeding? For all you know, the problem's in that connector that you're going to take apart, depending upon where it's located. Is it still secure in place? How much road slush and muck over the years have gone up in that?
Yeah, okay. Now, does that have its own ground, or is it just grounded into the bed where it sits in like a slot that's like made where it fits?
Well, that's a plastic connector. That harness is not grounded, but the circuits that operate within it, each circuit will carry its own individual ground.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, but you know, I was having an issue, like the signals and the brake lights weren't
right. Well, that's why I'm saying this way we're going to, here, do this.
Okay, yeah, I can check it from there, and I'll know if it's from there backwards.
Take that connector out of its metal holder.
Yeah.
All right, and it's going to work the same. You're going to have the exact same problem.
Right, okay.
And what did I just prove? I just proved that the connector is not grounded. It's just there in that bracket to hold it. That's the device by which they secure it to the chassis.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So yeah. That's where you are, kiddo. Call me back. You know what to do.
All right. Okay. Thanks.
You're very welcome, Lenny. Good luck to you. God, we're getting plow trucks ready. Does that mean it's going to snow? Okay. I'm going to pull over, take a pause. I'm running Annie in the car doctor.
No. Don't, using the S word. On
no
the
using
air.
The S word. Well, you know what happens when the S word comes, Tom?
Oh, I know what happens, and my language turns blue. But anyway,
well, no, your favorite person's going to show up soon. I can hear those. I can hear those Mariah Carey Christmas carols coming anytime soon.
Please.
Oh yeah, Tom loves Mariah Carey. Everybody should send Tom Mariah Carey singing for Christmas CDs. He loves them. He loves Mariah Carey. He'll listen to her 24/7. Or at least for 5 seconds before he throws them out the window. 855-560-9900. Ron and Andy, the car doctor. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
For the best in car advice, give Ron a call, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's cruise over and talk to, let's go to Tommy in New York. Tommy, welcome to the Car Doctor.
Oh, hi, how are you? I got a 2018 Infiniti Q50. Okay. Every once in a while, I get a trip of code, a P0448, vent control valve.
Vent valve, yep.
And it's very, I have a scanner, to a bidirectional scanner. And when I hook it up, I could turn it on and off constantly, no problem. And sometimes I could go, and I think especially in the warmer weather, I could go for months without tripping a cord. Seems like in the colder weather, maybe it trips a little bit more often, and maybe every couple of weeks it'll trip, and I'll clear it. And it always says, when I look at it, it says past error. So I'm not sure. I had pulled the lines off, and I blew some air through there. I remember you had said one time you could get spider webs in there that may cause some kind of problems like that, but that was, I did that maybe 8 or 9, 10 months ago.
Right.
And it's still intermittently I get that tripping that code, and I'm just trying to get some idea what how to troubleshoot it further. I don't want to just replace the valve because it seems like it works when I try to, you know, toggle it on and off.
You could. A couple of things you can do here. First of all, do you have a freezer in the house?
Yes.
Okay. Take the vent valve off. It's not terrible to get to. It's kind of got exposure. If you want to try this as a science project, take the vent valve off. Take an ohm reading, right? I would expect you'll see somewhere between 20 and 30 ohms resistance. I've seen them a little higher, but you're not going to see much. Take it warm. Stick it in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
After you know a couple hour cold soak, take a resistance take a resistance reading. What do you think you should say? Same thing, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes we don't. Sometimes cold weather affects it. So that's one way to look at it. If the resistance value changes, that's one approach. The second thing is there is an obscure bulletin for this EC Edward Charlie 19-027 Apple that they came out with January of 20 or 21, I think January of 20, that there's a reflash maybe available for this vehicle. You have to read the particulars of the bulletin. It was lumped in together. It'll be hard to find, but it's lumped in together, I think, with P0087, P0101. That's how I remember it because we saw a lot of intake temp sensor faults, P0448, and I think it's a 2008, a P2008. But it's there, and they applied it to very specific 2016 through 19 50 60s and QX60s, Q50s, Q60s. QX60s. It was a reprogramming bulletin that reset the parameters, and it might be a possible reflash that will solve this. Anytime I get involved with an intermittent, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's red, white, green, yellow, purple, you know, Honda, Chevrolet, Toyota, Nissan, it doesn't matter. You know what? Part of the diagnostic routine is, are there any reflashes available for the vehicle? Are any of them applicable to the problem I'm having? Because otherwise you're going to chase your tail. If you find that after the bulletin, let's say the bulletin applies and you do that and it still doesn't fix it, and don't be surprised if it doesn't. Welcome to the world of auto repair. But at least you know you got current software. Then I would look.
That was Edward Charlie 19027 Apple.
Edward Charlie 19027 Apple. Publication date somewhere around January of 20. It's kind of obscure. Yeah. It didn't get a lot of press. It's there. I've seen it. I've used it. And it specifically cites, you know, errant P0448 among other fault codes. You know, so that in of itself might be what you're dealing with. Like I said, this is auto repair, brother. I can't tell you how many times, you know, it's I always think of Yogi Berra. He's my favorite Yankee. Right? It ain't over till it's over.
Right.
You know? And it really isn't. It ain't over till it's over. And some of this stuff will just, it'll just shock you to death, you know? But that's where I would start.
Absolutely. No, that's you gave me two good options there with the freezer.
Right.
And, you know, if it's cold related. And then also with the reflashing that the bulletin.
Right.
So that's good. That's actually what I was looking for. I needed some direction.
Yeah, you needed a jump start. You know,
And I always. Somewhere to look.
You know, you got to remember, I started out as a kid with nothing. So, you know, when I was trying to fix something in my mom's garage way back when. Well, let's see. This happened when it was cold. I can wait till December. Or, you know, and if my mother were here, she'd tell you stories about, Ronnie, what's this in the freezer? Oh, well, that's the Knutton valve for the left side of the Honda Ma that we had a lot of conversations. So, but
I remember rebuilding carburetors in my bedroom when it was too cold to do it outside.
Right.
And I had, you know, I had the gum out and spraying things up. And my father used to smell. He goes, "What's that smell?" I'm saying, "I'm cleaning my carburetor." He was like, "In the house?"
Well, yeah. With me, it was. What's that smell? It's carburetor cleaner. Oh, thank God, he's not smoking pot. Okay, great. You know, this is his hobby. This is what makes him happy. But yeah, I can relate. You know, it's and now you say carburetors to this generation. If you know how a carburetor works, you know, you might as well. I know time travel. You know, it's just so like foreign to everybody. It just boggles their mind. You know, they just they can't connect to it. It's so funny. I never thought I'd get to be this old. So, but
or put in a set of points, set of points. Anybody under 35, they're like, "What's that?"
Yeah, many a time on the side of the road fixing the car with a matchbook cover. I just the goofy things we did. So anyway, do that, kiddo. Try that. That should work for you. That'll give you a direction and we can kind of go from there.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Tommy. Yeah. I tell you what, you could go on. There's memories of things you do on how you fixed cars. You know, the adventures, it was very different. I tell this story once in a while when me, Dirty Ernie and Russell went down to the races at Englishtown, and in Ernie's Corvair, I'll never forget that, flying down the turnpike at 70 miles an hour in the engine seats because Ernie forgot to put enough oil in it. And I can still see, you know, the big puff of smoke, and I don't, you know, and the car, and we, you know, and as we're making the toll booth for exit, I think it was 7A, Jamestown, wherever it was, Englishtown, and the car had seized up, the engine had seized, and Ernie says, "Ron, jump out, put a quart of oil in." "Ernie, the engine seized." "Yeah, but maybe the oil will fix it." Oh, God, the things I went through as a kid. I mean, it's just too funny now, you know. And back then, there was no cell phones. We never called mom. We never called our parents. Nobody knew where we were for 24 or 36 hours. Funny thing is, nobody came looking for us. I should ask them about that if I ever catch up to them. How come nobody cared? Oh, well. I'm Ron Ananian, the car doctor. I care, and I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Ron's in the zone, the AutoZone studio, and he'll be back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back to the AutoZone studio. Here's Ron.
Oh, yes. And here we are in our last half hour today. Let's go to Joe in Delaware. Joe, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. Thanks for hanging on so long. What's going on?
No problem, Ron. Yeah, I have a V6 2014 Silverado, and I put an oil catch can in there. I was wondering if that was a good idea because it does seem to be catching some oil residue.
Why? What made you want to do that, Joe?
Well, I know it's got the direct injection, and what I was reading online was that, you know, it burns a little cleaner if it's not re-burning that oil blow-by that right. You sometimes get. It's got about 60,000 miles on it, and, you know, seems to be the thing to do on YouTube now with these.
Yeah, you know, the oil catch can idea on direct injection. So let's talk about that a little bit. You know, primarily on direct injection engines, what does that mean? Direct injection means It's the injector is placed, it's not at the back of the intake valve, it's directly into the cylinder, direct injection. So
right.
One of the effects of moving the injector from behind the intake valve to directly into the cylinder is we're no longer washing the back of the intake valve free of carbon, right? And where does carbon right. come from? Carbon comes from oil residue. And it forms there. It's, you know, as a matter of fact, it's very difficult to do a true carbon cleaning on a direct injection engine. There's actually, you sort of have to do it two different ways. You have to use an old school through the fuel rail if you're so inclined, depending upon the vehicle, because some vehicles have alleged self-cleaning injectors. And then you have to do a fogging system through the intake where it'll hit the intake valve itself. So using an oil catch can, yeah, I get it. I think it's all the rage now. I've seen it on YouTube. I've seen a bunch of people doing it. They're trying to keep any oil particles. It's catching the oil that's floating around inside the engine in the air, you know, as it's suspended in the air, and it's trying to keep it from reentering the engine through the PCV, through the vent system, and burn. Probably a violation right. of federal emissions law, to be clear.
I seem to get a little better gas mileage with it. Though. About 1.2 miles per gallon more on the highway.
Hey, you know, if it's working for you, Joe, I don't see a downside to it. All right, I would just be mindful. You know, I would still maintain and do my regular fuel system cleaning. I would definitely do a tank additive on a regular basis. And I would do a fuel system, a formal fuel system cleaning, you know, at the 30, 60, 90,000 mile mark, you know. It's funny, right? Oil drain intervals are going up. Service intervals are increasing. But vehicles still need fluids. They still need filter replacement. And it's what keeps them going. So how often do you change the oil, Joe?
Every 5,000.
Okay.
I put full synthetic.
Okay. Then, you know, yeah, you're in this for the long haul. I get it. So,
I keep my vehicles a long time, even though it's got that, you know, V6 that turns into a four cylinder, which I don't like. But
yeah, it's got active fuel management.
I know they have problems with those lifters.
Yep. Yeah, it's got active fuel management. Changing the oil in that, using a good quality oil. I would go read, I was reading the Mobil 1 website. This week I was looking for oil for a Volkswagen, and I was doing some reading on Mobil 1, and it's fascinating what they talk about. You know, Mobil 1 has really upped their game. Not that they were ever a bad oil. They've always been a great oil, but I think they're a great oil that's gotten better in terms of what they're reacting to in the market and their capability there. Go read about low-speed pre-ignition, that the LSPI, and that'll turn your hair gray. They talk about different things on the Mobil website. I think it's mobil.com, and just fascinating. And then use of Mobil, you know, a lot of people don't realize, and I go through this education at the counter at the shop all the time. They're just, you know, isn't oil oil? And I explain to them, the next time you're in a supermarket, grab two bottles of similar viscosity, Mobil 1, for example. Turn the bottles over, read the back. This Mobil 1 530 is rated for Ford and Chrysler. This Mobil 1 530 is rated for GM. And that's not unusual. You know, not all oils are the same simply because of viscosity. There's so many other things that go into it. And when it comes down to that active fuel management engine of yours, I'd want to make sure I'm using the exact correct oil, because you're right. Those lifters do fail. Those engines do have their issues. But and I see this time and time again, the vehicle that's running the better oil, like a Mobil 1, is having less problems, or the problems don't happen till they're at higher mileage. So it's worth the look. So and if you're in it, if you're in it for the long haul, that'll get you there.
Definitely.
So, all right.
I have one other question, if you
sure,
don't mind.
Go ahead.
2013 RAV4 four-cylinder, tiny bit of drippage. From the rear main, I did put in AT205, I believe it was, and it seemed to slow it down to almost nothing. But I'm wondering if that could be the PCV valve, which is very hard to get to on that particular engine. But I may do that.
Well, if you want to...
If you've ever had that situation.
I haven't had that situation, but if you want to see if the problem goes away, Why don't you pop the dipstick up a half inch and drive around like that? Relieve some of the crankcase pressure.
Oh, relieve the pressure. Like,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Does that take us in the right direction? I'm not saying it's a permanent solution, but does that take us in the right direction? How many miles are on that RAV?
About 61.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if the valve wasn't working. You know.
It's kind of low mileage for that problem.
It's kind of low mileage, exactly.
And you got to pull the engine or the transmission and get to the seal. So that's kind of a last resort.
Right. Yeah. That is the last step. But it may not be the rear main. It could be something else. I would try relieving crankcase pressure. See if that makes a difference. Have you owned it since new? Do you know the oil change history?
Not since new, but since like 20,000 miles, and they always had it serviced at a dealer, and then I serviced it every 5,000 after that.
Okay.
You know, it runs beautiful. I mean, it's like a brand new car, basically, except for that.
Right.
You know, so I would probably do the work it needed.
Right. Well,
hopefully I don't have to.
At 60,000 miles, you're going to do all your fluids and do all your filters anyway, right?
Yeah, I do my transmission like every 2 years. I dump that. And,
right.
You know, even though it's a pain in the neck, there's no dipstick, but I do it anyway.
Yep. You want to do trans, when was the last time you did brake fluid?
About 2 months ago.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Yeah.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I'm an old aircraft mechanic, so I stay on top of it.
Yeah. Oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, wing nut.
No, that's all right. Listen, I remember my dad telling me, because my dad was an aircraft mechanic during the Second World War, and Dad always said, be sure you're right, then go ahead. He said, there's nowhere, you can't get out at 10,000 feet and check the carburetor on a cloud. I never forgot that.
No. you can't. That's very true.
You can try, but it's not going to work out too well. So.
No, maybe on the old biplanes.
Yeah, right, exactly. So. Yeah. Joe, a pleasure,
sir.
One more tiny question. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let me pull over, take this pause when we come back. All right?
Sure.
Sit tight, Joe. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll return right after this. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back, Ronnie, the Car Doctor. I'm with Joe in Delaware. Joe, you're still there, sir?
Yes. Hi, Ron.
Last question. What do you got?
Oh, sure. On the Silverado, I had a spark plug wise arc, and I bought the set at Napa. I changed that one. Everything was fine. I was going to change all the rest. I said, let me check the resistance. The original GMs, the old ones that are in there, were 4,000 ohms, and it's only about 4-inch wire. Now, the Napa were 8,000 ohms. You ever run across that? And so I left, the original GM except for the one Napa that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be happy with that. My question is, are they the right wires? And the reason I say that is, there's something about that generation with the short. I thought it depended upon what coil it had. Either the coil or the wires was a choice. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, wire's wire, right? It shouldn't vary that much. And I would go grab a set of original GMs if you can. Find a local Delco store, or get down to a local AutoZone if you can and see what they have. And I would measure those wires. Listen, I've done that. I've taken an ohmmeter out in front of the guy. And
you know, I felt like doing that. Yeah.
Yeah, why not? It's, you know, listen, this is what I'm looking for. You know, I'm not bashful. You know, they're going to look at you funny because they don't understand it. You know, parts houses today, the old school parts houses don't exist like they once did. But I would run down to a local AutoZone. Maybe Napa's got an issue, and if they've got some Delcos in stock, and measure those and see what that does for you, because I would have more faith in that. Because to me, why is it double? Something doesn't make sense there. You know, and they might be wrong for the vehicle.
More resistance.
So, and here, let me just leave you with this. You're an old school mechanic. You know the name Bardahl, right? Bardahl, right? Old school. You know, that 14 Silverado of yours with the AFM, with the active fuel management, you know, it may be time, depending on how many miles you've got on it. They make a very good product, part number 4019 engine flush, which helps clean out varnish and sludge, especially on direct injection engines. And you can use that, you know, right before the oil change, and just follow the directions on the bottle. We've been using that with some really good success in cleaning up sloppy, dirty engines of late. You'll find more on their website.
Yeah, I'll check it out, but it should be clean. I got about 60,000 on that.
Right.
I'll check it out, Bardahl.
And then, I always forget about Bardahl. They've been around forever. They're a great company. And then they also make something, a 6015 stop leak, which will help revitalize seals. So if any of the seals on that Toyota are getting tired, it will put some life back into them, and that may solve your oil leak problem on the Toyota as well. So there you go.
Yeah, I was told Blue Streak or AT205, but I didn't hear too much about the Bardahl, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, Bardahl's been around. God, they've been around since the days of when I started in the gas station when I was 16. So they're and they've been around, I think, since the 30s, if I remember right, if I remember the logo. So they've been around forever. They're something worth looking at. All right, kiddo.
All right, thanks a lot, Ron.
You're very welcome, Joe. Be well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, auto repair changes. It's always evolving. It's always moving forward. It's always there's always something different about it. And listening to Joe talk about airplanes kind of reminded me of Dad. There's a couple of stories kicking around in my head. Maybe we'll talk about them one day, but not today. 855-560-9900. I'm Ron Ananian. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. This one's for Kyle in Michigan. Kyle, are you listening? God, I sound like Fraser Crane. I'm listening. Remember that radio show or that TV show when he was doing his radio show? I'm listening. Can you tell I'm watching it again on Amazon? Kyle writes in. Kyle from Michigan. Hey, Ron, I got a 2006 Chevy HHR that keeps throwing a P0420. Could you give me a good place to start with on how to figure this issue out? Thanks for the time. I enjoy. Oh, enjoy the rest of your day, Kyle. Yeah, Kyle, listen. P0420 happens because it's seeing the catalytic converter as being inefficient. How does it know? There's an oxygen sensor in front of the cat. There's an oxygen sensor after the cat. A catalytic converter stores oxygen. And a catalytic converter loves to store oxygen. It's kind of like a fat guy at a hero shop. It just keeps eating and eating and eating and storing and eating and eating and eating. And it's just storing oxygen. And then every once in a while it burps. And the length of time between the burp and the store tells it how, tells the computer how efficient it's being. It sees the difference. It knows when it burps because it sees a variation in O2 sensor signal on the down leg side. So things to be concerned about. You don't say mileage. Mileage doesn't really matter to me when I'm diagnosing something in this case because I'm still going to look for the same things. Does this car have an oil consumption issue? Does this car have a coolant consumption issue? Either one of those can cause a premature death of a catalytic converter or an erroneous reading. All right. Does this car have any sort of an exhaust leak? And I'm talking small. I'm talking, does it make an exhaust tick, 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 tick when it's cold and then it goes away when it's warm, when it warms up? All of that can cause an imbalance because that's unmetered, unaccounted for oxygen also being brought in. People don't realize an exhaust leak, there's a reversion, there's a reverse process where oxygen will be drawn into a system with an exhaust leak. It's not just exhaust coming out. So are there any kinds of an exhaust leak on this vehicle? If there's no exhaust leaks, if coolant is good, if it's not consuming oil, then we want to go and do an oxygen storage capacity test. Set it up on a scan tool. You can actually look at upstream O2. You'll see it switching high-low. Look at downstream O2. You'll see it constantly high. What's the length of time? And you can just Google OSC, oxygen sensor capacity or storage test, and you can actually see how it's done. It's a measurement of time on a scan tool, and that will tell you about cat efficiency. You're looking to see it hit this 70 percentile. Anything less than 70%, that cat is inefficient. And I mean 69%, you're out. So you'll see it. You'll understand that if you start looking up the test procedure. Last, all right, there's a bulletin that talks about a reprogramming for, that word errant keeps coming to my mind today. Intermittent P0420s. It's related to it. Also came out on a primary piece of information from GM 3562C, where they talk about a computer reflash. Although this is an older car, I doubt it's applicable, but it's worth looking at since you're going to go through and do the rest of the research. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor, reminding you all, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.